Actually, I got a pack.
You haven't packed yet.
Well, I kind of started, but
you kind of started.
And I got to kiss my daughter goodbye too.
Yes, you do. No, my wife made sure I was packed and ready to go. The only thing that has to go in are these slacks to go with the actual suit that they belong to. Other than that, I'm ready to go. And by the way, I expect you're doing 7 dress shirts.
No, I think I'll do five. I did 7 when I was in PEI, and I didn't use them all.
No?
So I think I'm going to go 5 and get them washed halfway through.
Oh, you're going to do that. Okay.
I think that's the play, is laundry halfway through.
Yeah, laundry in Tri-Cities.
Me and Slimmer, Spencer Steauer, are tight, so I think he'll help me
out. He'll do it for you. Okay. I'll do it myself. I'll find the guest laundry in the hotel and try. Congratulations. A victory tonight. It was one of those nights where you had to wonder in the first period if a goaltender was going to stymie you for a whole night, but you finally found a way, and your big guys came through in this game as well.
Yeah. Other than maybe a slowish start and like a little lull after their goal, I thought pretty well we played our game. We created a lot and didn't give up a ton. When we did, guards was there, but it did feel at a few points like, oh, is this going to be one of those nights, 2-1 game where you have all these chances, it's not going in, and then they get one that's, you know, off a shin pad or something. But that pull-away goal by Sitta was really important. That two-goal cushion was very important.
That was a great goal. It reminded me of the shootout goal he scored in Prince Albert with the backhand. The goal he scores to make it 2-0 back in the second period. I mean, if that's not number one on the highlight reel next week, I don't know what is.
Yeah, that was crazy. That's all I can say. That was crazy.
Adam? Yeah, with your top guys, obviously, it was your depth guys who got it done yesterday, and it's a rare night where none of them get any points. But do you see it with them where they're almost upset that they didn't get any points in a win yesterday, and they just come back and kind of dominate the game tonight?
Yeah, the points and the stats, they show up at different times, and that is a little bit based on fortune. You know, you can be playing really well and get a lot of chances and just bad luck. And the reverse can happen. But I thought these last two games at home, definitely up and down the lineup, we had, 120 minutes. We played really hard for a lot of those minutes. So pretty happy with the group up front in the last two games.
And last year, there's Ford's injuries, and we talked about younger guys getting an opportunity, and you've kind of saying it's not optional. Like, you have to play well. And with your back end, obviously, kind of shorthanded, Tastad and Barsic, I thought, had really strong weekends and in elevated roles.
Yeah, and it's necessary, because that's what happens. Like, you just have to go back to last year's playoffs. Like, Tastad was playing in the conference finals. Who else was playing? Like, there was guys that didn't have a lot of minutes earlier in the season that were playing in very important conference finals to go to the WHL finals minutes. So you got to get them in there, and they got to grow so that they're ready when it's crunch time.
To answer your question, Thomas Zichka was another one who played a fair number of minutes last year in the playoffs because of the injuries. Carter Hermann comes into the lineup, didn't look out of place at all.
No, I'm really excited to work with him. I think he skates well. I think he moves the puck very hard. We just like I always say, it's almost irritating how I repeat the same things over and over. I bother myself. But he is going now through the process of learning the system. So that takes 4 to 6, maybe 8 weeks, depending on how ingrained he is in other systems and how quick we can practice and things like that. So he's going through the process. There will be, you know, moments where he goes back to habits of his old systems. But I definitely like what the clay that we're molding now.
Ah, yes. Okay, get out of here. You got to pack and get ready to go. We'll see you at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Les.
Brendan Sonny, head coach of the Saskatoon Blades.